The Invest in Her podcast is brought to you in part by Wells Fargo Bank. Hi, I'm Katherine Gray, founder of She Angel Investors and co-founder of the She Angels Foundation. I'm also the podcast host of Invest in Her and an award-winning producer, author, and TEDx speaker. Our show, Invest in Her, features phenomenal female founders and funders. As you know, women receive less than 2% of venture capital funding. Our series is about accelerating the funding of women by connecting them to funding resources. Let's meet today's guest. Welcome to this week's episode of Invest in Her. I'm your host, Katherine Gray, and today we have on an exceptional guest. She is an innovator and a change maker. I'd like to welcome to the show the president and founder of the Terra Health Foundation, Dr. Ruth Shaber. Hi, Dr. Ruth. How are you? You're the other Dr. Ruth, right?
Well, just Ruth is fine. It's nice to meet you, Katherine. It's really great to be on your show.
Thank you. I am so excited to talk about all the amazing things that you're doing, Ruth. We're going to talk about the Terra Health Foundation and what changes you are making in that arena for reproductive health. We're going to talk also about your RIA ventures. And then finally, we're also going to talk about this great new publication that you have out, which is XX Edge. It's about unlocking higher returns and lower risk. Who doesn't want that? This is an entity that you've launched within your foundation, and it's called the Diverse Investing Collective. And along with our Show Her the Money film, we are so aligned on helping to get more diversity into the investment world, right? That's our goal. So let's talk all about that. How and when did you begin this Terra Health Foundation? Because I know you were an OBGYN and also a senior executive at Kaiser Permanente. So how did you transition into starting Terra Health Foundation and why? Like, tell us all about this journey.
Yeah, well, it's an unusual journey, and there aren't that many physicians in the finance industry space. So it's really a unique opportunity. But just in a really briefly, my career was in medicine. I was both a clinician and an executive, as you said. And the things that I worked on when I was at Kaiser Permanente was around performance improvement, systems change, how do you use evidence to actually change practice? And I worked for the national offices when I left Kaiser in 2012. And I was determined to bring all that I had learned from the healthcare industry to my new career in philanthropy and impact investing. I started Terra Health Foundation in 2014. And I think what makes us unique is that we are 100% mission aligned. And what that means is that in addition to our grant making, we really think about how we use the bulk of our assets. So the 95% that we invest, we think about how we use that for our mission. And our mission is around improving the lives of women and girls, racial equity, and with a specific and special focus on reproductive health. And not just access to reproductive health, but access to capital for the people who are providing reproductive health, whether it's in research and development, new technologies, or actual clinical services. So that's where the Terra Health Foundation came from.
And I love that. I just want to interject that, you know, we also have a similar foundation called the She Angels Foundation, and we too focus on women and girls. And I'm so glad to hear that you all focus on women and girls, even though specifically in that reproductive health, which is super important, because women and girls initiatives in the philanthropy arena, just like in the for-profit arena, get around 2% of all the funding. So it's so important that we have more and more foundations out there that are funding these women and girls initiatives. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
So tell me, how did you start the foundation? How did you get the funding for it? Let's talk about that.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have assets myself that came from a very successful biotech company that my ex-husband founded, and that came as a, so the assets came as a result of my separation and divorce. And as the sole member of the foundation.
Melissa Gates and the one, Mary, you know, the other one, I forgot her name. That's great. I love that
story.
Well,
not nearly on that scale. And that actually, Catherine, that's actually one of the most important things, you know, in our message is that while it was a relatively modest amount of money and foundation, that one of the things that we were very determined to do when we started my board and the team that I recruited was to be catalytic. So how can we use a relatively small, medium-sized foundation to actually bring much more money into the space for women and girls and reproductive health? So this notion of using all of our assets, not just for our own direct grant making and our investment strategy, but how can we make it easier for other foundations, for much bigger foundations to actually do the same? So that's always been one of our objectives.
I love that. And so now tell me also about your venture company, the Rhea Ventures. I understand that's like a conglomeration of, you know, donations from foundations and investors. So how does that work? What's the purpose of it?
So one of the first things that we looked at, you know, as I said, we were determined to use 100% of our assets and across all asset classes. So when we looked at the private markets and venture capital, we knew how terribly underfunded women's health research and development has been for decades. And we wanted to fix that problem. And so we were interested in using a portion of our portfolio in the private markets. There really wasn't anything that existed. If there had been a fund that was around that was really focused on reproductive health, then we would have just been LPs and we would have come in as investors. But there really wasn't anything like it. So we had to build it ourselves. And what that looked like at Tara Health is that we incubated, originally it was called the Reproductive Health Investors Alliance, where we brought in other funders to build sort of the landscape assessment and figuring out where was the best place to apply private investment dollars. Once we did that, then we started looking for new companies, so early stage companies that needed funding, and creating syndicates around those companies and bringing in other investors. Some of them came from the same folks who would provide donations.
Can you tell us about some of the companies that you invested in? I'd be so curious to know, like, what kind of companies you're getting behind.
So when we did this landscape assessment, we identified some of the most important things that needed funding were new research and development around non-hormonal reproductive health contraceptive products. Mm. We recognized that there needed to be new platforms for delivery. So for some of the companies that we've invested in are, in fact, early stage science companies where they're looking at new non-hormonal contraceptive products. We were also one of the original investors in a company called Cadence, which is taking the conventional birth control pill to the FDA for over-the-counter status. We also were investors in a company called Nurex, which is a platform for distribution.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we need that right now with what's going
of
on
course.
In the country. Oh, my gosh.
We need all of this right now.
Yeah.
We also identified maternal health as one of the biggest problems, particularly Black maternal health. And so we've invested in early stage companies that are looking at new products to help improve clinical outcomes for women during pregnancy.
It was so important. The work you're doing is incredibly important, more important than ever, I would say. What made you get into venture capital? Because not many women are in this space this is why we created the movie Show Her the Money. We're taking it on a 50-city tour to educate more women about venture capital. Like you said, you wanted to invest in a fund that was getting behind this initiative, and it didn't even exist. Exciting thing is more women than ever are starting their own venture capital funds, which is what Show Her the Money is about. And they're addressing things like what you're talking about. Like off the top of my head, the one in our film is Emmeline Ventures, very focused on funding women's health initiatives. Have you ever, you two should collaborate.
Thank you.
The thing is,
you ask, you know, why would we get into venture capital? And just for all the reasons you said and why you made the film, there is a tremendous lack of funding. The relative amount of funding that goes into women's health and particularly reproductive health is 1/100th or even 1/1000th of the amount of money that goes into other types of scientific development, like in oncology or in infectious disease. So it was a huge gap. And as we all know, particularly for women, but families and communities much more broadly, we depend on family planning. If women can't control their size of their families, then it has a ripple effect across the socioeconomic outcomes, not just for themselves, but for their families and their communities. So this was really an essential systems need. And as I said, we were interested in using all of our assets, and private capital is a really important part of a balanced portfolio. So similarly, we have a strategy in our debt for how we use debt. And we also have a very robust strategy for how we think about public investing in the public markets to advance reproductive health.
I love that. Women need guidance as to where to be putting their funding. Women are coming into trillions of dollars in the coming decade. And I think between your new book, which we're going to talk about, our movie, Show Her the Money, we're really trying to educate women about this venture space and how they can participate in it and how important it is that some of those trillions of dollars goes into this sector, especially the one that you're focused on, which is the women's health, the reproductive health. So let's talk about XX Edge, your new publication. It's about, you've started like a diverse...
Well, I'll tell you what it's about. So, when we were doing this investing strategy, I met my co-author, Patience Marimé Ball, in 2019. And we both recognized that our portfolios that were 100% gender focused were outperforming the market, not in spite of being gender focused, but because they were gender focused. Right. And so Patience and I sat down and started looking at the evidence. Why is it that our portfolios were outperforming? And when we peeled back the onion, we saw that across every asset class and every type of investing situation, whether it's the school board in a local community making decisions about how they're going to use their budget, or women entrepreneurs who are taking on commercial debt to be able to fund their companies, or at the C-suite and who's on the board, or who the CFOs are, and certainly in venture capital and who was sitting around the table making venture capital decisions about how to allocate money, that when women were at the table, better things happened. So maybe it's that they're more efficient companies, better use of capital, or there was a trickle-down effect that when women had loans for their new enterprises, that they were able to send their kids to school or to it benefited the community more broadly. And certainly when there are women on boards or women CFOs, we see consistent outperformance of those companies. And so that, in our title, Unlocking Higher Returns and Lower Risk, when women are at the table, not only do the investors in those enterprises get better returns and lower risk, there's also a social benefit when women are at the table that we can't underemphasize, that it's about returns for investors, but it's also about social impact for everybody.
Yeah, isn't it nice when you can combine the two, right? When you can invest and make money and make an impact. Like, isn't that the main goal? And I just think... I so applaud you for writing this publication, for getting it out there, because it's something that everybody should read so that they understand how they can invest with lower risk, with higher returns, but making the impact, which I think is really important to women. It's why they invest or put money into charities, right? Because they care. Women care. They're more likely to invest in a charity than a man. But we have to start changing their mindset, right? That they can also use that money, invest, make money with it, and still make a difference and an impact. So it doesn't have to just be nonprofit donations, right? It can also be actual investments. It's okay to make money on in getting behind a good cause, right?
That's so well said, Catherine. And I think that's something that it's hard for philanthropists to adjust to, this idea that they can make money off of worthwhile investments. And it's also hard for investors to adjust to, that it's not a concessionary strategy, that there are ways to invest your money and perform above the market, in fact, and still have the type of social impact that we all want. So this is truly a win-win for everybody. And it is a culture change. It's that we all have to start talking about and understanding more broadly.
How can people find the XX Edge book that is about...
It's available.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's easy to get. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to whoever your favorite bookseller is. And we also came out with our audiobook last fall. So if you're someone who likes to listen to your books, that's also available.
Love that. And the title, tell me about the title.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time brainstorming the title. We actually, for a long time, the title was going to be More Pie, because when women are at the table, it's not a replacement strategy, it's a growth strategy. That we know that when you pull up more seats around the table with financial decision making, you actually get more for everybody. It's not a zero-sum game. But we ended up talking about the XX Edge because this really is about performance. It's about how, not just with stock performance, as we talked about, but also social performance. And we actually are really interested in men reading this book. We wanted to market it to men. Women already know this, although I don't want to discourage your female listeners from buying the book. But, you know, we thought a lot about what was going to be a catchy title that would interest men.
Okay, I like that. And by the way, if it had been More Pie, we would have had all the chefs buying it, right?
That's right. Maybe so, right.
So XX Edge is on Amazon. I love that. Ruth, where can people connect with you? I take it you're on LinkedIn and
absolutely.
Tara Health Foundation. Is that a good place to find you all?
Yeah, LinkedIn is probably the best place. We also recently launched a new initiative called the Diverse Investing Collective. That's a derivative of the research and findings from the book, where we're interested in the diversifying the finance industry, not just with gender diversity, but racial diversity. The book focuses on all of the gender outcomes that we know exist, but the data around racial diversity is also becoming more and more robust. And we're very interested in portfolio managers. So in the finance industry, a lot of folks are interested in who owns a firm, who owns a fund. But it's actually the portfolio managers, the folks who sit around the table every day and decide which companies to invest in. And 95% of those people, or 95% of the capital that's allocated, is done by white men. And we think that has to change. It's time for portfolio managers to reflect the asset owners, the people whose money it is that they're making these investment decisions for. So if you're interested in learning more about the Diverse Investing Collective and our strategy for changing the face of finance, please don't hesitate to reach out on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to chat with you.
So, and basically, you were saying that your initiative is to try to get that up to 33%. Does that mean by the numbers you just gave us that it sits right now at about 5%?
So right now, our preliminary data shows that if you're interested in the portfolio management teams, and we want them to be diverse, not just all women, but actually both men and women, about 8% of capital is managed by gender diverse teams. So about 14% of portfolio managers are women, but they manage much smaller pools of money. So our goal is 33% of teams are both gender diverse and racially diverse by 2033. And the denominator is dollars. So rather than just the percentage of people, we want 33% of teams to be managing in terms of the amount of money they manage.
You know, I love that. And I always say that with our film, Show Her the Money. You know, we're sitting at women getting 2% of venture capital. It's been sitting there forever. It's why we're taking the film on a 50-city tour to educate women about what is venture capital and why would they want to invest in it, how exciting and fun it is, how lucrative it can be. And so we, too, want to move that needle in that arena, too. I'm sure you agree. Right now we, you know, move it up to 5%, 10%, 20%. I like your 33%. We should be running 50%. We impact 80% of the buying decisions. Why aren't we in charge of more of the investment decisions? So, ladies, read up on the XX effect. watch our film, Show Her the Money. And with all these resources at your fingertips, all of our listeners can be jumping in to the venture capital arena and really making an impact while making a lucrative investment and leaving a legacy, right?
Absolutely. Really well said, Kath. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Ruth. Please look up the foundation, the book. Look up Ruth Shaber on LinkedIn and connect with her. You can also find me, of course, Catherine Gray on LinkedIn. And we hope that you will visit our site, showherthemoneymovie.com. And follow our screenings around the country and around the world. You can also, of course, find resources and myself at sheangelinvestors.com. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Ruth, thanks for being a great guest. Make it a great day, everybody.
Me.